Good morning. We're continuing Hilchos Shabbos, Klal Chaf. Siman Dalet, and we left off talking about Yad. So let us point Yad Nichves Boy. Chayyim introduces a concept called Yad Nichves Boy. So in regards to the difference between the two, so Kviya is a burn. A person puts their hand in extremely hot water, scalding water, they will get a burn. Yad Shalet Boy means that the hand jerks back because of the concern of the heat. So the simple difference between the two is that Yad Shalet Boy means that it eventually could cause a burn. It will take some time before that happens. Whereas a scalding hot water, the reaction is immediately the body will go get a burn. That's the Sira of Yad Nichves Boy. In Numbers, Rabelski suggested around the area of 180 has the status of Yad Nichves Boy. So many urns, the temperature of the water which is coming out is Yad Nichves Boy. So according to this, that we are concerned, Mishbar posits we are concerned for Yad Nichves Boy, and the Chasan Ish says you're dealing with Chashash of the rice, it's Kashal to Mekel. So you have a problem with Yad Nichves Boy. So here's an interesting question. So the Chayyim told us that Yad Nichves Boy applies even in a Klisheni. What about in a Klishlishi? So there is a certain amount of heat which dissipates when one pours from the Klisheni into the Klishlishi. The difference between Klirish and Klisheni, we explained, was not so much that the pouring loses the heat, is that Klirishan has the mila of the walls being heated from the fire, which maintains the heat and does not allow the Kli to cool off, whereas a Klisheni does not have that. In that regard, a Klisheni and a Klishlishi are the same. The reason why we normally say Klishi Shlishi is more lenient is because there is a certain amount of heat loss which goes each time you pour it. You pour it into the Klisheni, so number one, some of the heat is dissipated as the contents is heating the walls of the Kli. The Iri, as it goes through the air, it spreads out thin, and there's a large amount of surface area, thin surface area for the liquid, so it loses heat into the air. This happens a second time when you pour from the Klisheni to the Klishlishi. A certain amount of the heat goes into the walls, and a certain amount is dissipated, so Klishlishi will be cooler than a Klisheni. That being said, if it's Yad Nichves or a Klishlishi, so the temperature is so hot, maybe even Klishlishi can be mivashal. So Rabbi Yashiv is on record that he's concerned about the concept of Yad Nichves Boy even in a Klishlishi. So that which people make tea on Shabbos in a Klishlishi. So we mentioned the idea of Kali Bishel. We mentioned the idea of Klisheni. Mishnah Berurah's question is that tea bags are Kali Bishel. And therefore, a person should not make tea with a tea bag in a Klisheni. Even though Klisheni is not mavashal, but the tea is not cooked. The tea bags are not cooked. They're roasted, so but they're not cooked. She puts it into Klisheni. The Klisheni is going to cook it. So putting it into Klishlishi, Rambam Shafaitzin Zatzal said a person could put it into Klishlishi. According to Chazon Ish, so the Chazon Ish has this interesting approach to Kali Bishel. We already said he does not agree to the concept of the Kali Bishel, but he says, but if you hold of it, even Klishlishi should be a problem. So according to our Pesach, like the Mishnah Berurah, we are concerned with Kali Bishel. But the Mishnah Berurah is Mekel, Kali Bishel, and Klishlishi. The Chazon Ish says you shouldn't do so. But if it's Yad Nichves Boy, now we're saying the issue is not because of Kali Bishel. It means even something which is not Kali Bishel, the Yad Nichves Boy has the ability to cook even in a Klisheni, and possibly even a Klishlishi. So a person would be using hot water from an urn which the temperature is over 180, we would have much more of a concern in regards to using a tea bag. As a matter of fact, the OU's policy for when they give a hechsher for some event over Shabbos, they do not allow to use tea bags. They don't give out tea bags. Even if a person says, well, I'll make it in a Klishlishi, because the Marsha holds that's mutter, says that because they're concerned about the issue of Yad Nichves Boy. that Yad Nichas Bay will be an issue even in a Kli Shlishi. So we already mentioned the shear for Yatza Lettuce Bo ranges somewhere between 110, 113, 120 is the lower amounts, up to 160, 170 is the higher amounts. Or Moshe one place says 110 to 160, one place he says 120 to 170. But 180 already, we're concerned for the possibility of Yad Nichas Bay. If it's boiling, it definitely has a din of Yad Nichas Bay. And obviously temperatures are close to that. Just for reference, the instant hot that you have in your kitchen, that some people have in their kitchen that gives you instant hot water, is set to give you water at 190 degrees. So that water would be Yad Nichas Bay. If the temperature of your urn is similar to that, so your urn is reaching a temperature of 190, which is assumed to be Yad Nichas Bay. Have a good day.